Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. It's another AFC East showdown this week as the Patriots get ready for their division rival, the New York Jets. Paul Perillo breaks down some keys to the game, including what the Patriots need to see out of Stephen Ridley this week. It's time for 3 Points with Perillo, presented by Putnam.
After a much closer than anticipated victory in Buffalo, the Patriots are ready for the home opener right here at Gillette Stadium against the New York Jets. Number one thing on my list this week, you got to find a way to get some pressure on Geno Smith. That rookie quarterback had some problems last week against Tampa Bay dealing with the pass rush. He was sacked 5 times. He turned the ball over a couple of times as a result. Conversely, the Patriots really didn't do much at all against their rookie quarterback, E.J. Manuel, in Buffalo. They allowed him to get comfortable, and he was able to protect the football and keep the Bills in the game. The Patriots can't let that happen. Chandler Jones, Rob Ninkovich, maybe Michael Buchanan on the outside in some sub-packages, Jamie Collins, the linebackers. Got to get some heat on this young guy. You can't let him get comfortable. Switching over to the Patriots offense, Stephen Ridley is a guy who I thought really struggled in that first week. Holding on to the football, that was obvious, but the Patriots can't get discouraged. They have to go right back to him. He's the lead back. He's the guy that's proven. They know this guy can run the football. They know he can pick up the tough yards between the tackles. You got no Shane Vereen. Get the ball right back in his hands this week. Run him in between the tackles. Put some pressure on the Jets. Take advantage of some sub packages. Let Ridley get his confidence back. I think running the football is a good way to go this week, and Stephen Ridley is going to be the reason why. My final point this week is going to be turnovers, and I understand you can use turnovers as a point every single week, but right now, the Patriots' offense is in transition. It's having a hard time holding on to the football. You go back to Detroit, they played the first half, they turned it over 4 times. The next 4 quarters, they played against Buffalo, 3 more. That's 7 turnovers in their last 6 quarters. That's not Patriots football. That's going to allow any team to stay in the game, regardless of their talent level. The Patriots have too much talent to be turning the ball over like this. You have to protect the football. This game's going to be tough to predict. I'm not going to lie. There's some variables here that we just don't know right now. And number one is how the Patriots offense is going to react to some of the injuries that they have. They know they're not going to have Shane Vereen. Doesn't look like they'll have Rob Gronkowski. Doesn't look like they'll have Danny Amendola. These guys will be probably game time decisions, but the offense is going to have to find a way to do without these proven weapons. And therefore, I think it's going to be a little bit of a low scoring game. I think the Jets defensively present some problems. Rex Ryan obviously knows the Patriots personnel. He knows Bill Belichick. He's a game plan coach just like Bill is. I still think the Patriots find a way to win, but it's not going to be easy. I'm going to say 22-13 Patriots. With the home opener in the books, that's going to allow the Patriots 10 days to rest up. And we'll be right back here for Tampa Bay.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.